Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechet Baba Basra, Perek Yod, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esra Basrachol, Shishi B'zecha Defayin Ruziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And I will begin by discussing different types of shtaros. As you see, the first word is get. And even though usually a get refers to the bill of divorce that a woman is given when she's being divorced from her husband, it actually could refer to all sorts of documents, all sorts of shtaros. And that's what's talking about in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, get pashut, eid of mitaychai, umakusher, eid of mechayrav. There's two different types of shtaros, a get pashut and a get makusher. A get pashut is a regular open document, and a get makusher is one which is sewn. And so difference number one, the Mishnah tells us, is that a get pashut, its edim are written inside, whereas a get makusher, its edim are written on the back of it. What is this get makusher? So a line or two is written, it's folded over, sewn shut, and the edim sign on that fold, then they do that again, fold it, sew it, the edim sign, so on and so forth. And pashut shekasu edim me'acharev, umakusher shekasu edim mitaychai, shneim psulim. If a pashut document had its edim signed on the back, or a makusher document had its edim signed inside, both of them are apostle, because that's not according to Takars HaChamim. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, he tells us, makusher shekasu edim mitaychai, kasher. If a document which is makusher had its edim signed inside, that's kasher. Mibnei sheyachal asay se pashut, because they could very easily make it pashut by simply unsewing it and unfolding it. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says, hakol kamineg ha-medina, everything is according to what the minig of Medina is, whatever the custom is, that's what we follow. And the machlekes Tanakam of Shimon Gamliel is when the minig is to either do a get pashut or a get makusher. You could do either one. And the person instructing the cipher told him to do one type, but he did the other type. According to Shimon Gamliel, since that is also minig of Medina, even though that wasn't instructions to the cipher, it's still valid. Whereas according to Tanakama, since he told the cipher, I want you to do it like this, and the cipher did it the other way, it's not valid. Now, before I continue, let's just explain where this whole idea of get makusher comes from. So actually, it does come from the standard understanding of a get, which is a bill of divorce, as we said. And the reason why the Chachamim were attacking this is specifically for Kaihanim. We know Kaihanim to be hot-headed, and the Chachamim were afraid that a Kohen would get upset at his wife, run to the cipher, quickly have him write up a get, and divorce his wife, and then after he calms down, he's going to want to remarry his wife, but oops, it's too late, because we know a Kohen is not to marry a divorcee. And therefore, in order to prevent this, the Chachamim said, you know what? When a Kohen comes to have a get written, you have to make it into this long, complicated process. A line is written, it's folded over, it's sewn shut, then we have to get two edim to sign on that line, and then we do that again, maybe another two times, and it's such a big long balagan. The hope is that in the interim, the kohen's going to calm down and he's not going to end up divorcing his wife. And this idea of a get makusher was extended to all types of documents and wasn't limited just to a regular get, a bill of divorce. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss differences. Get pashut edim b'shnayim u'makusher b'shlaisha. A get pashut needs to have two edim and a makusher needs to have three. Pashut shekasev by eid achad u'makusher shekasev by shnei edim shnei psulin. If a get pashut had one aid and a makusher had two edim, both of them are apostle, because again, it's not the Tanar's Chachamim. Now, moving on to a totally different din regarding documents, let's say something unclear was written inside. Kasuv bai, we have a document that comes to Bezin that the following was written, Zuzin mea de inun silin esrim, 100 Zuzin, which is 20 slime. Now, we know that 100 Zuzim is not 20 slime, it's 25 slime. So what's the shtar trying to tell us? Ain lo yala esrin, the person who's holding onto this document only gets 20 slime, he doesn't get 25. And that's because we understand this line to mean 100 inferior Zuzim is equal to 20 good slime, so it only gets 20 slime. And this is because the concept of Yad Bala Shtar Al Tachtoina, the one who has the Shtar, he has the lower hand, he's at a disadvantage, and since we're able to explain that he doesn't get 100 Zuz, rather he gets 20 slime, so that's all he gets. Similarly, let's say the Shtar said, Zuzin Mea, the Inan Tlasin Silin, 100 Zuzim, which is 30 slime, which again, as we just said, it's not 30 slime, it's 25, in Le Alamane, he only gets 100 Zuzim, because we understand the Shtar to mean 30 inferior slime, which is really equal to 100, not 100. 20 as it should be. Another case about something unclear that's written in a shtar. Let's say all the words that we had were kesaf zuzin de'inon, silver zuzim, which are, and then instead of having something there, v'nimchak, it was erased. Instead of having the number of how many zuzim we're talking about, something happened and that part got erased. In pachas mishtayim, the person doesn't get less than two silver zuzim because that's what the word zuzim means. It's plural of zuz, so he gets two. Similarly, let's say it says kesaf silin de'inon v'nimchak, this amount of slime, and then it was erased. In Pachas Mishnayim, he doesn't get less than two slime, and Darkonis Dinu Venimchak, if it said the word Darkonis, and then it got erased, and Pachas Mishnayim, he doesn't get less than two. Another din, Kasabai Milamala, Mana. Up on top of the Shtar, it said that whatever's being discussed here is a Mana, Umilamata Masayim, but later on at the end of the Shtar, it said 200, or Milamala Masayim, Umilamata Mana. Above it said that we're discussing 200, and later on it said that they're discussing 100. Hakolo Helech Achar Tachtoin, we always follow what's written on the bottom, what's written last, because that's the final amount that they're discussing. And the question is, Imkin Lamakasun is Elyon, so why even even write the upper one if they had finally decided that they're talking about 100 or 200, so why write a different amount up above? The answer is, if a letter got erased from the bottom one, making it unclear or apostling it, so then we're going to learn from the one up above of what the shtar is talking about. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah, Gimel, and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.